Here's an academic finding to stop the proverbial financial presses. Investors could get richer if they buy stocks ahead of Federal Reserve meetings. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Here's what new University of California, Berkeley work suggests. On the weeks when Federal Reserve policymakers meet, the stock market tends to go up quite a bit more than on weeks it doesn't meet. The suggestion is that after those closed-door meetings, the members of the Fed give lots of interviews that have the effect of driving up the stock market, or even that the Fed is leaking or giving off info somehow that consistently drives up the stock market. The data even suggests that investors could make money by buying stocks ahead of those Fed meetings. On Tuesdays, we consult Julie Niemann, the analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, David.
What is the suggestion from the UC Berkeley data here?
Over the last 10 years, the Federal Reserve has basically been responsible for rising equity markets. Well, they basically come online and start leaking or guiding the market about what their intentions are going to be over a period of time. So the entire gain in the stock market came in those weeks.
I love this part of the Reuters copy. The briefings by the central bankers are so predictably timed that a savvy investor without access to the actual information could make money just by buying stocks on the weeks of the meeting.
The Fed doesn't like to excite the market or upset them by surprising them. So these leaks basically are priming everybody for what's coming. But what it really does is keeps pumping up the one place where we do have inflation, the asset market, the stock market. And all the wealth is really going to one particular area, the people who own stocks. So the Fed has not had a good track record in creating job growth or wage growth, but they are very good at creating asset growth. The problem is the Fed always seems to go too far. They're so afraid to shock everybody that they basically pour too much money into it, and that does cause asset bubbles.
Fascinating. Julie Niemann at Smith Moore & Company, thank you for helping me with this.
You bet.
The Case-Shiller S&P report today finds that home prices in key metro areas went up 5.5% in the year through September. This is the fastest jump in home prices in over a year. But with an interest rate hike most likely on the way, courtesy of what the Fed's been saying, might that cool the market? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The Fed's rate hike is not expected to be like a lightning bolt jolting the housing market, says Gregory Dayko, chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economics.
The Fed is tightening, but it's not doing so in a rushed manner. It's not doing so in a rapid manner.
Dayko expects interest rates to just creep up, gradually rising to around 1 percentage point next year, translating to around 0.5 percentage point rise in 30-year fixed mortgage rates.
We're going to rise from cheap all the way up to low.
That's Frank Notaff, chief economist at CoreLogic. He expects the 30-year fixed mortgage to end up at around 4.5% by the end of next year. But Notaff says the economy should be able to absorb that if it grows as expected.
We should see a rise in incomes, and that'll help to offset the small rise in mortgage rates.
And Notaff says even after they rise, mortgage rates will still be lower than before or during the recession. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
It's now been almost 8 weeks since the supposed deadline for stores to switch from the credit cards you swipe to the ones with the chip inside. And some stores made the switch, but others did not. This year, stores have had to make a difficult choice: slower transactions and longer lines, or risk liability if they don't switch. Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood's been following this from Silicon Valley. Molly, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So how's the switch going for these retailers with the new card readers that they paid for?
I think slowly is probably the most accurate word. Not very many retailers have actually made the switch. And some of the big retailers who have, like Target and Costco and Home Depot, are definitely seeing that it's complicated. The transactions take a little bit longer. And a lot of customers are getting education on the fly, and so are sort of the checkout clerks. And in fact, Target's chief financial officer, Kathy Smith, pointed out a whole other hassle that nobody had really thought about.
The biggest challenge is just, you know, consumers forget their PIN numbers. And so as you would get a ATM card or anything else, that's the first challenge. But once you get there, it's a very good transaction.
So, Molly, are the chip cards safer?
You know, we have a tendency to refer to these as chip and PIN cards. But for most consumers, they're just chip cards. They're not setting a PIN. They don't know they can set a PIN. Most retailers don't seem to know about that. And that PIN is actually the extra layer of security that takes these cards from a little more secure to truly secure. So right now, they are a better way to shop because your credit card number does not ever get passed to the retailer. It's only sort of a token, a one-time code that comes from the chip inside the card. But the PIN is what actually verifies the user. And without that, anyone could steal your card and go and use it at the store.
So what's the deal, Molly? Companies are tending to wait until after the holidays to switch?
TD Bank says only 41% of small business owners have installed the hardware at all. 60% of consumers haven't even gotten a new card in the mail with a chip in it. And while some big name retailers have installed the systems like Target, which we mentioned, others like TJ Maxx just haven't done it yet. The whole transition is scheduled to be completed in 2017. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of big stores just sit the holidays out.
All right, Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood in the Silicon Valley, thank you.
My pleasure.
So we can then conclude that when the chips are down, we still go shopping. You know, the microchips. From studios at Montclair State University today, I'm Dave Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.